You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Talk about a brand that we all know and respect and love, but we've never had them on the show before, and they're a pretty close neighbor to us, so shame on us, but I'm looking forward to diving in. They got a new space that we're going to talk about.
A very new, cool space.
Yeah. We've actually talked about that new, cool space on this show before.
We have.
And this, our guest today is one of the new tenants, so excited to see how that thing continues to evolve, and what a great story about reuse. So we're joined this morning by Noreen Pratcher. She's the Vice President of Communications for Serta Simmons Bedding. Noreen, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, the pleasure is ours, Noreen. I appreciate you making time. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful that you made the time to come see us. Before we get into our conversation around your new space, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and then remind the audience all about Serta Simmons Bedding.
Sure. Thank you. My name is Noreen Pratcher. As you stated, I have worked in PR my entire career in various sectors, including automotive, healthcare, energy, and now with Serta Simmons Bedding in the consumer products area. I have been with the company for 3 years. I'm originally from Chicago, and we've moved around the country a bit for my different professional opportunities, and thrilled to be in Atlanta.
Outstanding. So Serta Simmons Bedding, just for those listening who might not be familiar with the brand itself, kind of what do you do?
So Serta Simmons Bedding is the corporate entity under a portfolio of brands. We are the largest mattress company in the world and owner of the two best-selling brands, Serta and Beautyrest, which your listeners are probably familiar with. Also, toward the end of last year, we merged with the original market disruptor, the direct-to-consumer company, Tuft & Needle. That's a company where you can go onto a website, order a mattress, and have it delivered to your door in a matter of days.
Wow.
And so they're the newest member to the SSB family, and we're thrilled to have them on board.
Yeah, that sounds
exciting. Pretty cool. So how did you choose Assembly as the location for your new North American headquarters?
So because our company grew out of acquisition, Serta, Simmons, and Tuft & Needle were all independent brands, we had three campuses in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
A campus outside of Chicago, Tuft & Needle based in Phoenix. And I also want to acknowledge the part of our family that's in Canada. We have a fairly large Canadian footprint too, but the purpose of this headquarters is to establish the corporate headquarters for the company. Because three of the campuses were in Atlanta, it made sense for us as we were looking at bringing our team together in a single location to focus on the Atlanta area.
So for those listening, you might recall the old GM plant out in Doraville. And so that closed. When do you think that thing shut down? Was it
It's been 10 years ago, I think.
So as you know, and as I mentioned, we've actually had the organization responsible for the repurposing there on the show. It's been going through a massive reuse process. Mm-hmm. It's been really exciting to see. So you guys have selected that location. So pretty intriguing space. A lot of built-in infrastructure that's made, I suspect, this transition easier, certainly for an organization such as yourself. But you could have built a brand new campus somewhere. Right? So walk through again the advantages of being in this old GM space.
Sure.
It's now called Assembly.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you. So as I mentioned, we were interested in consolidating our three campuses plus the Chicago office into a single location just to bring our team together in one space. We did look at a couple of locations around Atlanta, and the team that was leading that effort determined that we couldn't find an existing campus that met all of our needs for office space, innovation center. We also have a light manufacturing capacity. And so the decision was made to start fresh somewhere. And when the team that was the exploratory committee went to Assembly, they almost immediately decided
they just loved
that that was the right space to be, because it is new, because we could build to suit, because access to MARTA is important for our employee base, and it just it's close to the expressways for the people who drive, and it was pretty central, close to everything. And because it was new, we got to basically build to suit for our needs, which was wonderful.
That's cool. So it just felt like home, I guess.
It does. Cool. It does now.
Well, go deeper on what you mean by build to suit. Did you just renovate an interior space? Did you build new structure? Talk more about that. And I'm also asking you this question from the spirit of those still considering that location. Because sure. There's still some opportunity there, as I understand.
Oh, absolutely. Third Rail Studios was the first tenant. Mm-hmm. We are the second tenant. Wow. So there's plenty of space to grow. The ultimate intent is to make it a mixed-use space, where there's some office space, some residential, entertainment, dining. And so when it's done, it's going to be fabulous. Integral, the developer, has been very thoughtful about how they designed it, with lots of green space, walking, biking areas through the area. And I'll let them tell you at a future date about the other exciting plans they have. But it was really exciting for us to be there. And in terms of build-to-suit, we have about 500 employees who work there now. Mm-hmm. So we needed office space. We have a 5-story office building. We needed that innovation center with the light manufacturing space that I referenced, where we build prototype mattresses, essentially, test them out before we go to market. And we needed our team close together. Again, coming from 3 previous locations plus Chicago, a lot of our team spent time traveling. And now we walk across a courtyard to talk with colleagues, and that's fantastic. And then in terms of the design of the building, we wanted it to be an open floor plan, for partially for space, partially for better collaboration, get people talking to each other more. And what I like about the space that we're in now is all of the workspaces are against the windows. So there's a ton of natural light that comes in. All of the offices are in the interior. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, realizing that sometimes private conversations are necessary, we have a 1-to-1 ratio of a workspace to a space where you can go for a private conversation, whether that's a small phone room, a huddle room, or a conference room. There is plenty of space to pick up your laptop, go somewhere private, and conduct business as you need to.
Those introverts still need some space to get away. And
there
are
plenty of spaces for them to go.
I would probably commandeer one of those huddle spaces. Yeah. So this innovation center sounds intriguing. And by the way, if you need volunteers for testing mattresses and beds, I know 2 radio hosts are probably very, very happy to test out some mattresses.
Duly noted.
But tell us more about the innovation center. I mean, this is where all the magic happens on continuing to innovate and evolve the products.
That's exactly right. So the Innovation Center is where I said we test out, research and design different bedding types. It's amazing when I came into the industry to learn how much went into the building of a mattress. You know, I was the average consumer prior to joining the industry, thinking they're all more or less the same. Nothing could be further from the truth in terms of types of foam and materials and covers. So we are always looking to improve sleep quality. Sleep is so important to a healthy lifestyle. It really has become part of the national conversation,
yes,
along with health and fitness and nutrition. It's so important. Consumers are realizing it's important. And so we are working to continuously innovate to give people a better night's sleep.
I love sleep. It's one of my favorite things to do. I get teased that I have 2 speeds off and on. So I'm either on and I'm working and I'm moving and I'm doing something. But if I sit down on the couch to watch a movie or lay down in bed, I am just out. So I guess I'm one of the fortunate people who doesn't have problems.
Right.
Sleeping. I can sleep.
Right.
I didn't really anticipate this interview going this direction. but it is critical to invest in
Absolutely.
A good quality mattress, because it does have an impact. I mean, you can go cheap. There are plenty of cheap options out there, but it affects you negatively. It negatively impacts your health. It ruins your creativity, because if you're tired, you know, when you're getting good deep REM sleep, that's when your brain's processing and coming up with new ideas and putting old disparate ideas together. I mean, so sleep is critically important. So did you even plan on this an unintended plug?
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what excites you about being at Assembly. What excites you about the project, and what excites you about Serta Simmons being there?
Sure. Well, being in a new, brand new space is thrilling. Being able to walk across the courtyard, as I said, and talk with colleagues that previously had to try to track down by a phone call,
right,
or over email, or get in my car and drive to go see them. It has just improved the teamwork tremendously, I'd say exponentially. And we also are building in fun things to do. Sure, the work has to get done and the meetings have to happen. But we've done things like cornhole tournaments.
Oh, fun.
For example, yeah. We've brought in food trucks. And we're finding ways for people who don't normally work together to have interactions and forge new relationships because we spend most of our day at work.
Well, exactly. You spend most of your day at work. So isn't it more fun to work with people you know and that you have that personal relationship with? And that helps to solve some of the... even just some of the communication problems, because we all communicate so differently. So, you know, once you get to know, you know, John or David or whoever it is, you may realize that those gruff, they sound gruff email responses you get are really just being very, very direct because he's very, very busy.
Right.
You know, and people just don't know how to interpret sometimes text and emails. But once you have that personal relationship, it makes it so much easier to realize, oh, she's just busy today.
Right. Or, and you see them in a social environment.
Or, oh, I wonder how her mom is.
Right.
You know, it just adds a whole different
layer to it. It builds a community at work, if you will.
Absolutely.
And then the beater and cornhole is ultimately satisfying too. So.
I'll tell you, even our CEO came out and tossed a few bags that day. That was really, he saw what was going on. He came down and joined a team. It was pretty fun.
Cornhole's fun.
Yeah, having good inter-office relationships is obviously critical, but doing it in a neat space that is invigorating and inspiring. And you know, and I really do believe that this whole thing that is assembly is going to ultimately be a case study for how to do these kinds of reuse projects. How many manufacturing concerns are dormant around this country? How many military bases have been shut down that are sitting there dormant? I think this is going to be a great model, and it's going to be a great story to tell about how to really do this. And having stories such as yours about how it's changing your organization and its culture is just going to be icing on the cake.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you just said, and we're excited to be there. Integral, the developer, has been a great partner to us. The city of Doraville has been a great partner, and we couldn't be happier with the space we're in.
That's fantastic. Do you have any new initiatives for 2019 that you'd like to share?
Well, we're pretty excited about Market, which is our annual trade show in Las Vegas.
Ah.
We're going to be introducing some really slick new product lines under the iComfort brand by Serta. And so, although that's a show that's closed, it's retail partners only.
Uh-huh.
Later in the year, those
will start to sneak out.
Be available to consumers, and we're really excited about the launch.
That's exciting. Cool. Well, I can't wait to see it.
Great.
It just seems like we've all become millennials. I am completely guilty of going to Amazon and ordering toilet paper. I order file folders, I order toilet paper, I order paper towels, I order cat toys. I just hate going to the grocery store anymore and hate going, you know, I just don't want to leave my house. So how have you guys addressed what I call, we've all become millennials. So how are you all working to address? Because, you know, typically you go to, you know, Macy's or you go to, you know, wherever it is to buy your bedding and your bed. How is sort of Simmons addressing this online trend?
Well, for sure, consumer shopping has changed significantly. And so we're addressing that in a couple of ways. One, I've mentioned our merger with Tuft & Needle, where you can go online and buy one. And the team at Tuft & Needle, because they are what we call digitally native, they understand e-commerce. They are now charged with launching e-commerce for Serta, which has a small online presence today, but we want to enhance it. And also Beautyrest. So consumers will be able to go online by the end of the year to buy a Serta product and have it delivered to their door, or buy a Beautyrest product and have it delivered to their door. There will always be a segment of consumers who want to shop retail.
Right.
And so we continue to partner with retail stores who work with us to make sure they have the right selection for consumers who go in. But even those consumers who go in increasingly start their shopping journey online.
Oh, absolutely.
So we need to make sure that we have a presence there with our products, that our retailers have a presence there with our products. And so there's a lot of work underway at that level for what we call the omnichannel model, that our products are available however consumers want to shop.
It makes perfect sense. You think about it, if you're car shopping, you're going to go and you're going to shop online first, and you're going to have it narrowed down pretty much to what make and model and even year, you know, and what bells and whistles you want. You know, if you're buying a new home, you're going to shop your three or four builders online and narrow it down to the floor plan and the community before you even walk in the door. And I don't think mattresses are any different. I know
they're not.
When I bought my last one, I shopped online and I narrowed it down, and actually think I'm, no, I actually did walk into a mattress store to buy it. So I was trying to remember if I actually did buy it online, but they delivered it and it was fantastic.
You're our omnichannel shopper.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I kind of, it depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some things that I want to go see and touch and try on, especially right. clothes. But you know, there's other things. It's like, if I know what it is and it's something I always order, I'm going to go online. So I find the whole trends with consumer shopping. I mean, we really have a generation or two who have changed the way corporations do business, and they are going to continue to change the face of, you know, business as we look into the future.
I think that's absolutely right. And we're doing everything we can to make sure, again, our products are available no matter how people want to shop.
That's awesome.
And on top of this new space, which is doing some exciting things, it sounds like, for the team itself and improving and continuing your continual innovation on these great products. So exciting to see. Noreen, before we let you go, should anyone need to connect with you with any questions or learn more about Serta Simmons Bedding, where do they go?
We have a corporate website, www.certasimmons.com, that people are welcome to visit. And all of our information is there, as well as links to the individual brand sites for people who do want to learn more about the brands that we offer.
All right. Noreen Pratcher, the Vice President of Communications for Serta Simmons Bedding. Noreen, it was a great pleasure to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me on.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's All About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.